Now, my next guest is Rosie Piper, and Rosie is one of Australia's premier transgender lesbian comedians. Maybe. She may be the leading comedian, a long-running favourite of Sydney's comedy scene. You might have seen Rosie perform her stand-up on Tonightly, A Splendour in the Grass, or opening for people like Will Anderson and Zoe Coombs-Ma. Rosie, you're currently being featured at the Sydney Opera House's digital offering From Our House to Yours. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit about this From Our House to Yours.
Cool. So what it is, basically, is just they are getting people in that, I think, because, you know, they haven't been able to be gigs on or anything like that. They haven't been able to use, like, all these wonderful theatres and whatnot in the Opera House. So they've been putting some comedy on there, I think, to kind of, you know, help promote the arts and whatnot and all the different forms of that. So I think they've been putting on other things besides comedy as well. But comedy is the one that I'm involved in. And, yeah, they're basically just little sort of half-hour shows where they put two comics on and they kind of perform to not too many people in what is a 1500 seater beautiful theater.
Oh my god, is that kind of weird? Was it kind of weird?
It was a little weird, but we got kind of lucky in that we myself and Beck Charlwood, who I did it with, have had like the sort of biggest crowd that anyone's had so far.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we had about 47 people in there, which is very nice because the sound really carries, so it sounded like more than 47, which is quite nice. But yeah, I think it's a kind of cool way to promote some new stand-ups and whatnot, and yeah, give a little platform.
Yeah,
to people.
I think, like you said as well, I mean, the arts and particular like stand-up comedy, you guys have been hit so hard in the good old panny D of COVID 2020. There's no, like, you can't go to venues, you can't go to bars. I mean, things are starting to open up now, but it's probably been a pretty quiet year for you. Is that fair to say?
Yeah. I mean, there were about 3 months, I would say, where nothing was happening. there was no live comedy. Which, you know, I've always had a little bit of a trope of thanks for coming out and supporting live comedy, and no one was able to do that. So that was a bit of a bummer, and obviously, like, there was a lot more lost than just kind of regular gigs. Like, the comedy festivals all kind of disappeared, which, you know, myself and a lot of friends were meant to be doing our debut hours down at the Melbourne Comedy Festival, and that never happened.
Oh, no. So do they just will they roll you into next year, or is it like they just wipe the slate clean and you've got to apply or audition again next year?
I am not 100% sure on that, to be honest. I think kind of with the state of Melbourne, it's maybe even a little up in the air as to whether or not it'll even happen again next year, because things are pretty dire down in Victoria. So I think just kind of crossing our fingers and hoping for something. But I would imagine that, like, if you were booked for it, they will book you again. That would, I think, that'd be a bit of a slap in the face. We've changed our mind.
It would be a bit of a, like, oh my god, like, come on guys, this was my let me go on, it was my, like, debut.
Yeah.
And so what have you got planned then for the rest of the year?
I've got a thing that is coming up, but I am not allowed to announce what that is yet.
Secret business.
But if anybody wants to tune into my social media, I believe Monday, I'm allowed to announce what that is.
Yeah, I was going to say, where can we go to to follow you and find all that out?
I'm on, like, Instagram and Twitter. I'm at Rose Alice Piper. I'm Rosie Piper on Facebook. I'm trying to be better with keeping people updated with what gigs I'm doing and whatnot, because much less frequent at the moment.
Yeah, and we'll link all of your social media to our website as well when we podcast the story this afternoon, so people can go there and find all those links as well. And just one last thing, Rosie, where people can also find out a little bit more about your background and also your experience is your GoFundMe page has a really beautiful insight into your growing up and your current situation, because you are a transgender woman here in Sydney.
Yeah.
And what I didn't realise is that the expense involved in the physicality of becoming who you are. So
yeah,
it's like around $100,000.
Yeah, it's pretty astronomical. I think it could be even more than that in some cases. It kind of depends where you choose to go, because they're not overly well set up for a lot of the sort of surgeries over here. So most people kind of end up having to travel to somewhere in the US or Europe or whatever. And yeah, that's a pretty expensive process because, none of it's covered on Medicare or anything over here. So it's a bit of a pain.
Yeah. I can't imagine that, put aside the kind of mental and spiritual and emotional journey that you've had to go on, but then the physical overlaid with the financial, like, I think it's really phenomenal. And we're going to link your GoFundMe page to our story as well, so people can read about it there and find out more about it there for you.
Oh, cool. That's so nice of you. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. And so the Sydney Opera House, from our house to yours, is up live now. People can go and see your work there. And then as of Monday, The Secret Business is going to be announced on your socials.
Yeah. But yeah, all that, like, if you want a bit of a taste of my comedy and some others, yeah, they're all up on demand on the Opera House YouTube channel and everything. So that's a good way to get a bit of a taste of some comedy going on.
Yeah, good taste. Well, Rosie, look, thank you so much for your time this morning. It's been really awesome chatting with you. And good luck getting on to the Melbourne the Comedy Festival whenever it opens up again.
Yeah, cool. Thank you so much for having me.
No worries. Have a great day.
You too.